Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
It is time now, though, Brownie, for this. Yeah. This is the power rankings. And what I want you to do here, Brownie, is rate the five best footballers you've ever coached from 5 to 1, starting with...
5.
I probably can't put them in really any order because I've had a lot of time in England and some time in Australia. So probably my two favourite English players, I'd say, were James Robey, a hooker for St Helens, and Paul Wellens, mm-hmm. who was probably past his better days when I coached him, but an outstanding leader. So they were probably my two favourite English players.
I've heard you rap Paul Wellens before, so elaborate a bit if you could, Brownie.
His leadership qualities are great. When I went to St Helens, I had to obviously move a lot of older players who were past their best out of the club, and a lot of those blokes had achieved quite a bit at the club, so those tasks can be a little bit difficult if your captain doesn't support, you know. Mm. And Paul Wellens, he was across what all the decisions were being made around. Obviously, we're bringing a lot of young English kids from St Helens up, and obviously we had to tread on a few toes to get that to happen, and he was very, very supportive, even moving positions when he had to because of injuries and to help the young kids get through. So his leadership was first class on and off the field.
How would he have gone in the NRL?
Oh, in his day, would have been a good player, mate, yeah, mm-hmm. without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay. The best players you've ever coached, Brownie?
It's really hard to put them out. You know, Mark Gasney, obviously highly talented player. Kalen Ponga's obviously a kid at the moment, but we're going to be surprised as he develops if he doesn't become a player of that exceptional ilk. And this might surprise some people, but Sean Timmins was one of my favourites.
Right. Yeah. He's a good mate of mine, Timo. I see a bit of Timo.
He was one of my favourites because he had shocking knees. He'd play a State of Origin on a Wednesday. He'd get on the piss on the Wednesday night, and then he could fly to North Queensland on the Thursday, and we'd arrive there on the Friday, and his knees were shot, and you wouldn't know, but then he'd play Saturday, be the best player on the field, and then Saturday night he'd kind of let you know that I might have went out to the Mad Cow on Thursday night and got on the piss and smoked a packet of darts. But he could just play good under all sorts of circumstances.
Who, that current squad that you just left at Newcastle, apart from the obvious one or two, who is a player in that squad that you think has really got a future?
Look, there's actually some really good young kids at the Knights that are just about ready to come through. You saw Bradman Best at the end of the year. There's a young kid, Simisagi, who's really good. We saw right at the death, Stafford Toa play. So there's a few of those young kids that we haven't really seen yet who are certainly going to provide plenty for the Knights as next year and the years go on, for sure. Probably, you know, the one player that, you know, when me and Moons bought him, we obviously knew he was a good player, but we probably underestimated how good a player Redrick Lee was.
Right.
Yeah, he's probably someone that, you know, we knew we'll sign a decent player when we signed him, but sometimes you get players and they're actually better than what you first think, you know, and obviously Clemmer and Pierce, them blokes have played plenty of Origin and that sort of stuff and been around a long time. Everyone's pretty clear that those blokes can play some decent footy, but, you know, he was a real, as I said, he was better player than what we thought, Edric, you know, more important than what we thought. And then, you know, the young ones that have sort of stood the test of time, you know, Mitch Barnett and those type of blokes, you know, they've got some good, really good years ahead of them, I believe.
Okay, this is the Rush Hour. That's the voice of Nathan Brown. But I